They're on their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to
Emmy and Ian Need Help.
And we really need it today. We have filmed, this is our third take.
Yeah. Here's a montage of what has happened in the past, I would like to say, 10 minutes, maybe 20. I have no concept of time.
I don't have a concept of time. Yeah. So, enjoy.
Emmy and Ian need help.
You can listen to this podcast every Wednesday.
This is going really good.
Watch it every Friday. Oh my God. Fucking. Should we redo that?
Like, no, I think this is funny.
I just hear boop, boop.
I hear boop, boop. Dun, dun, dun. That was all actually a prank. So we're
you guys
start
just got pranked.
Pranked.
So, welcome to our podcast. We are here at the Notorious House.
I don't know how I got here.
I don't know how we got here either. See, this company was set up by our manager, Jordan. And if this sounds ingenuine when I say this, it's because I've said it four times and we've had to restart this podcast. But anyways, I don't think they know who me and Emmy are. I think they just trust our manager. And
I don't think they know our names. And if we ask them, why are we here? They would say, I'm not sure.
And we're going to be doing that in a bit.
I was saying this before. I feel like we are 13 right now and we won like some sort of like sweepstake on like Disney Channel or something where it's like, oh, you want to be a social media person? You can have your very own podcast. And me and Ian, like,
yeah, I feel like we just won like a shitty awesomeness TV show.
Yeah, and now we're here. That's
and this is
not
the
that
reward.
This is shitty.
No, this is
thank
not
you,
shitty.
Notorious,
thank you, Notorious.
It just
we
feels
love
like
you.
We're 13 and one. I don't know why. I don't know how we got here.
I don't know
is
either.
What I'm trying to get at.
We're
did
currently
we just sound rude.
No, I don't think it sounded rude. We love you, Notorious. Thank you for
and what if me and Ian
giving
talk
us
over
a set.
I just would talk over you by, like, when I was so our brains work at 50 miles an hour. Oh, in the event that this is a lot of talking over each other, sorry.
Just let us do our thing. We're getting the hang of it. We're currently drinking Red Bull that we stole.
We're drunk.
We're really drunk. No, I'm kidding. But we stole this from Sarah and Caitlin. Cheers, brother. Their set is over there.
Cheers,
we
brother.
Don't get a mini fridge, which I'm kind of really upset about. So
I'm making us a mini fridge.
You should. But send this to your friends and tell them to watch it because I want a mini fridge with Red Bull.
That's the only reason you should watch it, so we can get a mini fridge. Not like
yeah, this, I don't even like this podcast. I don't even want to be here. I was just told that we might get a mini fridge in the future, and that's why I've decided to come. Anyways.
I didn't say all that.
So usually, like, when a podcast has been around for a while, they have, like, an episode where it's, like, just the hosts and, like, there's no guests and it's just, like,
it's, like, unstructured.
It's, like, unstructured and it's just, like, this, you already know what's going on, but this is, like, the special episode.
Well, our first episode is that.
It is
because
that.
We couldn't get a guest.
Yeah, no, we couldn't get a guest. We filmed a test episode and it's, like, been a minute.
We did. The test episode went really well.
If only this one went as well as the test.
It's going to get there.
We'll get there.
There always has to be a bump in the road. And that first 10 minutes was, and perhaps there'll be another one. What was the question?
How has your week been?
I did a lot of funny things. I'm kind of like blanking on all of them, though, because I did cry for hours this morning.
Oh, yeah. Emmy's dog was here. We tried to, like, do the podcast episode.
In the clips earlier.
Oh, yeah. If you saw in the clips earlier, we tried to have Emmy's dog sit on her lap, and now she's just covered in hair and frustrated.
Yeah, now I'm just hairy. I smell like dog and have an anxious pit in my stomach. She might have a respiratory infection. And I called 20 different vets, and it's almost like they wanted me to sob because they all were like, no.
How but are you going to be a vet and not, like, take an animal that's, like, about to die?
If you're a vet, can you explain it to me? I'm not trying to be mean. I just really want to know. Because half of them were like, we can't take you to July. But this is, like, really urgent. And, like, you can't, like, wait on it. You need to go somewhere. And then they would give me someone else. And then they would refer me to someone else. And then they refer me back to another person I already called. But after crying for maybe an hour and a half, I was hyperventilating on the phone.
To me.
And, oh, to you. And to a vet. I couldn't stop crying. And I was like, please. I need a room in. And the lady was like, we can get you in tomorrow. I can hear my dog crying. We can get you in tomorrow. Anyways.
So now it's just stress until then.
Yeah.
So that's, like, not fun. Also, No, I have to burp, but I'm not going to. Maybe I will. We'll figure it out. Anyways, I'm, like, nervous about this podcast because I realized, like, today after I showered 10 minutes before you picked me up that I have about 10 outfits and 8 of them are your old clothes. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I, like, run out of outfits. I think I'm just going to, like, dress like a cartoon character and wear the same thing every time.
It'll either be that or he'll just be wearing outfits that I've worn on here because I have a fun game called throw away half the items I own every 2 weeks.
To me.
To give them to Ian.
I'm like her gay Barbie at this point. I've had a rough 2 weeks. I don't want to get into it.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Crying, stressed. I was at your house camping out for a week because I wanted to unalive. It's been bad. Also, like, me and Emmy do this fun little thing because we've been so overwhelmed where, like, our management and even just, like, people at Notorious, they'll, like, send a text and, like, we'll both see that, like you'll be on Instagram, like, posting close friend stories and I'll, like, be tweeting, but, like, we won't respond to the text and then we have to, like...
We do respond by the end of the day. We're not irresponsible.
Sometimes. You do. But, like, we literally have to text the other person to text for us.
You know when you just can't get yourself to do it? I don't know why.
I genuinely can't. Like, it's been bad. Like,
it's
I
not
have,
even
like
I'm trying to be
calls.
An a-hole thing. It's like I just can't do it. Because I can't think about what the question is. What are we talking about, by the way?
We're just talking
this
about...
This is therapy for me. I was going to get a therapist, but I feel like this isn't a better option. I tried to get a therapist, and then they're like, it's a 3-month wait. So I went and got a tattoo that day instead, and now I decided right now in this moment that this podcast is where I will go for
help.
Help, not
hence the title.
Oh my god.
Okay, but the thing is, Emmy, like, okay, you won't talk to one lady.
He's gonna air me out.
You won't talk to one lady, but you'll write down all your problems
I don't
on
need
a list.
Lady knowing my business.
Okay, you're gonna have multiple ladies knowing your business because we're making this public.
I'd rather have. A bunch of people know, everyone knows some of my business. You'll probably find out more of my business along the lines, down the lines, whatever the word is. I'd rather have people that I don't have to see in real life often know my business than some lady up in my business. She'll know too much about me. That's weird.
That is true.
And one time I did go to a therapist, and it was like the first session thing, and I was anxious, so I was crying. And she was just like kind of asking me, about my life as you do, and then she told me to stop crying. And then she tried diagnosing me with 4 different things, and I was like, okay, this is a lot for me. And I went home and never went back.
I went to my therapist when I was like so young, and I just like was scared to like actually say my problems. And so like it's been like a couple years that I've seen her, and I like go through like long breaks of seeing my therapist. And literally on the phone the other day, I was like, well, I think I have like this problem because like this and this and this. And then she was like, oh, like, I never knew that, like, that happened or, like, you did that. And then she was, like, literally on the phone, she was like, oh, my gosh, like, thank God. I thought that you were about to say this. And then I was like, so, I didn't tell you about this either. And then she was just like, oh. And then at that point, there was 3 minutes left of, like, my therapy phone call. And then I just had to hang up in the middle of the woods.
He did tell me that he was in the middle of the woods doing therapy.
Yeah, I do my therapy appointments in the middle of the woods. Everyone knows my fucking business because I don't want people in my house knowing my business.
He doesn't want people that he knows knowing his business, but he'll go in the woods in the middle of Hollywood.
We just talked about this. It's like, yeah, it's like
the same
thing.
He'll wait like 3 weeks for like, he'll like have a major issue that's like affecting people around him. And then he'll wait 3 weeks and be like, well, this happened a month ago. And then everyone will be like, why didn't you say anything? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't want to cause a problem. Like, me and, like, Emmy will think something in the back of her head, and then I'll just, like, one day send her 9 paragraphs being like, I've been doing this recently because, like, this. But also it's because I don't see my therapist enough. Like, I've been trying to get on that. But anyways.
That's why you should just use this instead. This is once a week. Your therapist isn't.
That is true. Oh, my God, you're so fucking right. That's genius.
Yeah. It's free.
We both went, I went to bed at 5 in the morning last night. So if I sound like crazy, it's because I just chugged this Red Bull. And so like my brain is just going like da 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 da.
I need to talk about something that happened in the middle of the night.
Oh, we'll get to that. But so I went with our friend Gasper. He was getting like a neck tattoo. And for some reason, like, in my life, I just, like, it was, like, one day I only had friends that were girls and just, like, gay men. And then all of a sudden, it went from, like, girls and gay men to, like, being surrounded by, like, straight rappers. And when I say straight, I don't mean, like, actually, I don't mean, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's, like, not the most uncomfortable thing in the world. But, like, I literally...
It's just the group of people you didn't expect.
Not expecting. And so I went yesterday because he was getting his literal, like, throat tattooed. And so we show up to, like, this, like, music studio. And it's just, like, a bunch of guys. And they're just, like... The most, like, actually bizarre thing that I had to learn is, like, dapping guys up. Which is when you're just, like, hey, man. And they
no,
just, like...
I know.
And I actually
can't. People try
can't.
To do it to me, and I don't know how
and
to
I'm
do
like,
it. And I'm like... That's what I'm like.
I'm like, hey, dude. And, like, so
hey,
I was
dude.
Sitting there. Okay, listen.
Sorry.
I was sitting there, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Did you just rip ass?
No, I did not. I did not. I was sitting there, and I was like, what is going on? And then it just, like, started making me laugh, because, like, I'm hanging out with these rappers, and they usually, like, I feel like the stereotype is that, like, rappers bring around, like, three, like, hot girls that they're just, like, taking, they're just, like, sleeping with these hot girls, and they're just, like, in for the ride. And then, like, my friends that are rappers, they bring around me, and I'm just, like, a twink, and I'm, like, sitting in the corner. And, like, the very first time that I had to, like, go to a studio and be surrounded by a bunch of straight men, I remember they offered me a fucking IPA, which, like, I cannot do, like, are you serious? Like, are you...
Have you ever tried IPA?
Well, that's the thing. I literally, he was like, hey, man, want this IPA? And I was like, yeah, dude. And I was like, and so I grabbed it, and I was just like, I opened it up, and I was like, this is so good.
Do people who drink IPA, do you like it? Or do
no,
you
there's
like
no
the
way.
Aesthetic of it? Because I... Like,
what is the aesthetic of an IPA? Oh, just, like, being, like, masculine? I feel like aww. There's, like, because I remember when I used to work at a job and we sold IPA, guys would come in and be like, that's that sissy beer.
I wouldn't
beer.
Say being masculine. I would say being, like, I'm super tough and I like beer, but not regular beer, IPA. But there, okay, I hate IPA, but there's this one at Trader Joe's and it's a pink can with a bunny on it.
That one is so cute. I want it literally just for decoration.
I want to buy it and dump the liquid out and use the cans as flower pots. Last night... Okay, first of all, I want you all to know that this morning I like was like, I need to clean. I have no energy. Took my ADHD medicine right when I opened my eyes. Chugging Red Bull right now. I ate half a granola bar and I was crying for hours. I don't know what's going on. I also didn't go to bed till 5 in the morning. Oh my God. And then after I fell asleep, had 3 horrible nightmares, by the way.
I went to bed at 5 too.
But
I went to bed so late.
I slept for like an hour from like... I don't know, like 1 a.m. to 2 or something. I don't really know. But I woke up and I'm like, I gotta pee. And I go to open my bathroom door, okay? The only way you can lock it is from the inside. It's a push lock. Like, you can't, like, twist it and close it. Like, you have to push the lock to lock it. And I go to open it and it's locked. And I was like, wait, what? And then I, like, tried opening it again. And then I, like, started freaking out. And you know when you get paranoid, so you, like, make noises in your head? I did that. So then I was like, someone's in there. And then my ears started ringing and then I couldn't hear. And then I was like, I have to open it. I'm going to pee myself. I did have to pee in my kitchen sink. I had to pee so bad and I was so scared. I cleaned it after with bleach. Anyways.
Wait, can I just say something? Emmy does this thing where she's like, she says something, and yes, my voice cracked. Don't clock me on that. Emmy does this thing where, like, she'll add something to a story and you'll be like, oh, I do that thing that everyone does when they start making up voices and hearing voices in their head when something happens. Is that, like, a normal thing?
What did you just say to me?
No, you just said you were like, yeah, and then, like, after that happened, after the door was locked, I started hearing things and getting paranoid, and you were like, yeah but, like, I don't think people do that. I don't think people make up voices. I don't think people make up voices in their head.
And I was lying, and I also didn't pee in the sink.
Yeah, I've peed in the sink.
No, I peed in the sink because I was like that or piss on my carpet in my pants. No. And if there was someone in the bathroom, was I going to run out of my house with piss pants? Mom, if you hear this, sorry.
I've had my fair share of peeing in sinks.
That was my first time peeing in a sink. Well, I did drunk once. No, I didn't. But anyways, I was like, oh my God. And nobody would answer FaceTime. And I'm freaking out. And I'm like, I like don't want to die alone if there's someone in my kitchen or in my bathroom. So I like got a really big knife and went on Instagram Live. Because what else do you do when you're in crisis?
You went on live?
Yeah. So I don't know what I thought. Like, if there was someone in there and they were there to murder me, what was Instagram Live going to do? And was I going to just broadcast my murder to my followers? I'm sorry. I won't do that again if that ever happens. Didn't think about it.
Wait, that again?
If there's ever someone trying to kill me for fun, I'm not going to broadcast it.
Wait, have you seen that live where, like, that guy duets that other guy and there's, like, a man in his house and he's like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And then, like, the guy that's, like, duetting is like, calm down, calm down. And, like, it's, like, this whole thing where, like, guy duets him while a man is, like, breaking in alive.
No, bro.
It's kind of everything.
Anyways, so I got a knife and I made my Instagram Live viewers support me emotionally. And they're like, shove us under the door, we'll check. But then I was thinking if I did and there was someone, what if they just grabbed
my phone? What if you grabbed your phone and was like, hey, Instagram?
I know. I literally had to, like, unlock it with a knife. Like, literally shove my knife in the lock and, like, do that and then opened it. And then there wasn't anyone in there. But then I had to stare at the door. And then I had, like, six other crises after that. Then I fell asleep and had three horrible nightmares.
That sounds like a blast. No, also, you have a bad track record with Instagram Live after that man tried to cut his penis off.
I don't let people join my lives because I am awkward. I'm telling you this. I'm very awkward, and I only let Ian join them or, like, close friends. And one day this kid was like, please let me on, please.
That's never a good sign. Like, never.
I think they said it was their birthday or something, and I was just, like, home alone, bored, and I was like, sure. Like, why not? I added him. He just tried. I can't put the video in. He tried cutting his pee-pee off with scissors, and there's a screen recording somewhere on Twitter of him doing the thing and me just going, ah! And then I threw my phone to the floor.
No, you know what's terrible about Instagram Live? Like, right now, like, there's a glitch and you can't kick people off the live. So, a week and a half ago, I was, like, just drunk and bored. Or not a week and a half ago, maybe, like, 3 weeks ago. I was just, like, drunk and bored. And so I was, like, on Instagram Live at, like, 1 a.m. And I was, like, I want to interview people, like, blah, blah, blah. Just, like, making a joke. And people would join and I would just, like, ask them, like, really intense questions. And then all of a sudden I'd be, like, okay, like, thank you for coming. And then I realized that, like, I can't kick them off. And I was, like, this is awkward. And I was, like, drinking, so I was, like, asking questions. I was, like, how's your relationship with your parents? And then they'd be, like, not good. And then I'd be, like, okay, thank you for having
people out on your Instagram Live.
They wanted to join.
Sorry.
And I was, like, thank you for coming. And then I was just, like, standing there, and I was, like, this isn't kicking you off. And then
that's
they had
really
to leave.
Awkward.
And then someone didn't leave. But
so we want to talk about the events of the past weekend.
Yes. Speaking of pissing in a sink, because I did that. No, I did that.
Okay, well, I don't know why you're pointing at me.
Oh, anyways,
I've never done that.
Oh, that must have been, like, another friend that I knew.
Yeah.
Speaking of pissing in a sink, we piss in a sink and, oh, wait, I don't want to say the other part. I piss in a sink, but we were out.
Where?
Where?
Yeah.
We were just
out. The other part.
What?
You said, I don't want to say the other part, but now I'm really curious. I did?
Yes.
Where?
At the place we were at.
Oh. No.
I had to stop myself. I looked at Emmy. I, like, went into the mic to, like, say what I was going to say.
No,
and then,
girl.
So, we were just out and about having a little key this weekend, and we ran into the one and only Mr. Bryce Hall.
I feared for my bestie's life in that moment.
I was literally, like, scared. Like, when we were about to leave and we found out that he might be there, and I was like, oh, my God. And we were, like, maybe, like, looking around for pepper spray just in case.
We were looking for pepper spray.
Because for some reason in my head, I just thought Bryce Hall is going to beat me up.
Oh, if you don't have any prior context to any of this, we went on Hollywood Fix, which is, like, a paparazzi for influencers thing, so it doesn't actually count. Sorry, Fletcher. Actually, I'm not sorry, but am I? I don't know. I don't know who's Fletcher. Anyways, we went on Hollywood Fix, and we thought it'd be funny to make
lies. Like, just like straight up lies.
I the lie part. Wait, I thought it'd be funny to go say
it
that.
It was funny. It was funny as shit.
So I did go on there and I did say that Bryce Hall shit himself in front of me and that I've known him since high school and that he wouldn't say hi back to me. And I didn't know him. I've never met him. But I said that he literally shit himself and showed a picture of somebody's poopy pants.
And I said he gave me crabs.
And then our friend in the back seat, we gave him a fake black eye. And then he said that Bryce Hall punched him.
So. I thought it was funny. The thing is, like,
it was funny.
When we were at the party, though, so we see Bryce, and I was like, Emmy. And then we went up to him. And part of me thinks that he actually didn't know who we were because, like, you talked about you brought up the video, but he was just like, yeah, it was funny. And then just, like, kept looking around. Like, I don't know if he, like...
No.
Okay, so we actually have insider information that he did, in fact, see the video.
He did, in fact, see it. And we were going to run into him no matter what because it was just, like, the
inevitable.
Way it was set up was, like, you kind of just were talking to everyone that was there. So I had to protect my bestie because Bryce Hall's not going to beat up a woman, but he'll beat up Ian. So I just thought I'd go straight off the bat and say, do you remember when we said that you pooped yourself? And he said, yeah. So I did expect him to maybe be mad or be mean, but he was nice.
Yeah, he was, like, nice. But then, so we took a photo, and then, of course, we were like, And, like, me and Emmy do this thing where, like,
everything we do is a joke.
At the same thing, we were just, like, the amount of things that we do when we're out just because we're bored. Like, literally, our friend came, and she looks like this girl from Booksmart. Our friend Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Hey, Rose, if you're watching this. And she looks like the girl Beanie from Booksmart. And we kept going out, and we were like, have you seen Lady Bird or Booksmart? Like, this girl starred in it, and we got, like, all these free drinks.
Yeah, and then this girl, I have a video of it, I think. This girl went up to her, she's like, you should be so proud of yourself. And Ian kept lying and saying that Rose was Beanie and that she has a Grammy. And the girl's like, wait, a Grammy or an
Oscar?
An Oscar, whatever. And she was like, you should be so proud of yourself. You have an Oscar. You have an Oscar. And then
it was like a drunk, like, girls in the bathroom pep talk,
but
like,
Rose,
about,
like,
an Oscar.
Yeah. And Rose was just like, yeah, thanks. And it was just like the amount of people that were like, holy shit, like, you're Beanie from Booksmart and Lady Bird.
Every time we go out, we have to lie. Or just mess with people.
It's never to, like, hurt someone. It's always just,
no,
like,
it's just, like,
we think
boring.
This is funny and we want to be entertained. So.
And we know how to entertain ourselves. And people were not very happy. Oh, this fly is obsessed with you. Yeah.
Because my dog rubbed her body all over me. I smell like my dog.
Wait, okay. Back to Bryce Hall. People were not too happy about us posing with Bryce Hall. And my thing is, okay, like, I've been thinking about this recently. When there's, like, a terrible, like, or just, like, person on the internet that, like, is just so out there and, like, shitty and, like, has a bunch of scandals and, like, everyone's like, what a shit person, like, blah, 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 blah. I am so invested or just, like,
I'm
interested,
like,
in it.
I'm, fascinated by it.
And it's, like, it's kind of, like, I see it like this. It's, like, the same way as, like, our parents are obsessed with watching shitty people on reality TV and, like, how you become obsessed with, like, just shitty people that are on your TV. But, like, because we're in situation, it's, like, imagine if you were watching, like, a terrible reality TV show and there was just, like, a girl that just, like, always beat people up, like, was fucking problematic, just, like, doing the most, like, embarrassing herself on TV, and then you were, like, drunk and saw that girl, that would be your best friend in the entire world.
It's also just weird with the position we're in, I guess. The position we're in. Because it's like people, I don't want to sound like an asshole when I say this. Like, we just have followers. That's the only way I can put it.
Yeah.
If we were in a different position perhaps, and we're just following these people, like, Bryce Hall has, what?
Too many millions.
Millions of followers. And it's, like, half of that is people our age that, like, obviously don't support him. But it's just, like, I'm so invested in, like, how his brain works. Like, how, not even just him, like, horrible people. Just, like, I am fascinated by the way that, like, are they actually like that? Is their brain just work like that?
It's always, though, I feel like. Because I've noticed that, like, the really cool people on the internet that we've met always suck. And then the people that everyone, like, absolutely fucking hates are always, like, so overly nice to us for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, it's very weird. All that I have to say is
Bryce Hall shit his pants.
Bryce Hall shit his pants. And Gavian Krabs.
Yeah, it was, like, a lot. Also, I just, I have people in the comments of my video, like, some of them are mad. It's like,
some of y'all, the top comments were, why do I ship them?
I ship you and Bryce. Someone said Emmy can change him. I believe it.
A different Emmy can. Emmy Rossum could take that one. From Shameless.
Oh, well, I don't think she wants that either. I think she'll pass it on to another Emmy.
Do you remember when Bryce Hall said that Ariana Grande was clout chasing?
Yes, she was. Just like she clout chased Giovanna Plowman, the girl who ate her tampon. And she's clout chasing
That's
Bryce
another
Hall.
Reason I'm fascinated. Like, is that a joke? Like, did he say that as a joke? Or in his brain, does he genuinely think that Ariana Grande?
She's keeping tabs on him. She's obsessed. Someone's going to take that and be really mad. I'm kidding. Also,
they're going to cut that part out.
Notorious is like, another thing with like liking problematic people or just like keeping up with them is that like, obviously it's like you watch them when you're entertained, but I don't keep tabs on those bitches either. Like I don't like actually like
it's just
keep
like
up because there were so many things that people were commenting about Bryce. And I was like, when
I
did that even
that.
Happen?
This is also another thing. It's a lot of people are so heavily invested in like why people are canceled and like why this person sucks. I can't keep up with it. I have crossed paths with too many people who probably are horrible that I don't know, because it's like, also it's just like, it's not like these people are our friends. We're not like hanging out with them. I would never hang out with these people in an actual setting.
Yeah,
it's
but like if you're like out and you just like see someone
and
you're just
drunk. And it's funny and I'm gonna like, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's just, like, whatever. Oh, my gosh. We've been talking for a second. We haven't got to our problems. We have been having problems. As you know, we need some help, as Brandon in the Club said on the theme song.
Brandon in the Club.
Isn't that an amazing song,
everyone,
guys?
Listen to Brandon in the Club on Spotify. I'm not kidding.
That song tickles
That's
me pink.
That's our theme song. Anyways.
That song tickles me pink.
I don't know what that means.
It's just...
doesn't sound like
it just like okay. tickles me pink that in like all the right all the right places. Okay. Emmy texted me about this or called me yesterday and said, what did you say?
My B-day?
No, your trumpet.
Where are you? Oh, I have a spending problem, some would say. I would say
some
that I just
would
buy
say
things,
a lot would say.
I just buy things that I need, you know? And I have a spending problem. Anyways, it also spans off of, I guess that it's part of ADHD is like hyperfixating on a hobby that you're never going to keep up with. So I tend to do that and buy like random shit. I, for some reason, thought that I needed to buy a trumpet because I remember I wanted to be in band in middle school and I couldn't. And then I just like don't know how to play an instrument. And it was on sale on Amazon Prime Day. So why wouldn't I? I also woke up at 7 in the morning, didn't know it was Amazon Prime Day. My sister told me it was, and then I
spent money.
Let's just say I could, like, stock a grocery shelf with items that aren't food. Just random shit. I bought my dog a professional pet salon blow dryer, which I think is a good investment.
That shit is going to be huge, girl.
No, it came in. It's not.
Oh, okay. Work.
I think it's a good investment. If I get my dog groomed, it's $60. If I wash my dog and blow dry her with my professional pet salon blow dryer from Amazon... I only have to pay for that once.
That's like...
And I have to wash her once a week. She's a stinky woman. She loves the dog park. She also has dog body odor.
She does have dog body odor. I've been having a problem recently.
Doggy.
There's been...
Why would I say that?
I don't know. I'm having a problem because there's this man that I recently found out about, and he looks just like me, and everything... No, it's like actually like scary, and
the
I...
The ad you sent me?
No. There's this man that everyone keeps saying looks like me. I get literally like 15 DMs a day saying like, he looks like you. He's doing all the same poses in like my photos. Like, look at this photo.
That's you.
I know it's me. Oh. And then look at this photo. And this man so happens to be. No, it's not a joke. Vinny Hacker is like stealing my shit. Like this photo of him with his arm up. Like, tell me I do not look exactly the fucking same. Look.
I can't give you a laugh. Like,
I'm not. It's not like a laughing matter. I'm actually like pissed off. I keep DMing him every day saying, why are you stealing my swag? Because he is. We have the same, like, body shape, body type, everything. And it's just, like, frustrating because I don't get the opportunities that he gets because he basically just took my shit and ran with it. And I'm just kind of sick of any hacker for, like, that reason. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Tell me in the comments. I'm sure the comments will agree with me because it's just, I don't know. Anyways, I have a hemorrhoid.
Just made every thought in my brain leave.
I have a hemorrhoid. So going into the next. Yeah, no, I have a hemorrhoid and my asshole hurts. Like sitting down hurts.
I didn't say you
didn't. No, I'm just saying like it's a problem. Like I need to get some hemorrhoid cream or something. I like hemorrhage like every like 2 months for some reason. I don't really know what's going on. I think I wipe too hard because I'm scared of having like streaks in my underwear. Not that I like have ever had a problem with that.
Hey.
What? I'm being real. This is, like, what the people want to see. Anyways, I have a hemorrhoid
in
my asshole.
You're making every thought in my brain leave. I'm going to freak out.
My asshole is burning.
I look like Vinny Hacker, and I have a hemorrhoid in my
ass. I look like Vinny Hacker, except for he probably doesn't have a hemorrhoid. And that's all I'm going to say is he's probably living a better life than me.
I thought that was taking a serious route, and I was about to say that we both look like, well, actually, no. I would say more me. If you were to computer generate a white person on Sims, this is the exact face that would come up. So.
You're kind of right. I think it's time to get some special guests. I know we said we didn't have guests today, but.
We do have guests, and they can't hear it right now, but. Backtracking to us thinking that maybe perhaps no one here knows our names. And why would I think that? Because the first time they ever posted about us, they thought that I was Ian and that Ian was me.
They did tag us wrong the very first time.
I think
so, yeah.
That they don't know why we're here. I think that they don't know our names. And we just kind of want to test that out and like see if that is the case.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
So we're going to go grab some random notorious employees.
Yeah, just random men.
And I don't know what they do here, and I also don't know their names, so maybe this is a
maybe this is just shooting ourselves in the foot.
For us to bond with some fellow employees.
So let's grab them.
Our first guest has arrived. Scoot over, Ian.
Woo!
Or are we doing it?
First guest.
Welcome.
I'm scared.
You
Why?
Should be.
I'm joking.
Oh, I shouldn't be.
No.
Oh.
Why, you look high?
Yeah.
We're drunk.
We're super drunk right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're not.
Really drunk.
No.
That's like, tequila.
No, yeah. We're like.
Like, I'm a 10 out of 10.
I'm like 10 out of 10 drunk.
Like, I might black out.
I think oh. Like, that bottle of tequila is all us.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the brand name of that tequila?
We're the ones that are supposed to be asking you questions. So.
Anyways, hello, Corey.
Hello. Corey. Hey, what is your name?
My name is Corey Grimes.
Hi, Corey. So, what do you do here at Notorious?
I am a videographer, photographer. So, I create a lot of the content, anything from helping on the music videos to the smallest thing as in TikTok. So, like, it could be wide-scale things to the shortest form of content you could think of. So.
Okay. So, we're trying to get to the bottom of something because there's been, like, something on our mind right now. And we just... Something's fishy. Something isn't really adding up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have some questions for you just to, like, get to the bottom
so
of this.
So, our first question is, do you know either of our names?
Yes.
What are they?
What are they?
Emmy and Ian.
Do you know our last names?
Okay, I'm going to guess. One of you, is it Hartman? Is that wrong?
Which one do you think?
Which one?
Yeah.
This is right.
And then what's my last name?
Is it Thomas?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is. Oh yeah. God. Wait, you were good at that. Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
What is the name of our podcast?
Emmy and Ian.
That period, that's it.
No.
What's the name of our podcast? Blank.
That's easier than the first question.
Is it? No. It's not Emmy and Ian.
I'm not going to lie. I think I don't know it.
This proves our point.
Our podcast name.
You made it further in this questionnaire than I thought you would.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. It's called Emmy and Ian Need Help.
Nope. I knew that.
You did not.
I need help.
No, you didn't know it. That's the problem. Do you know our TikTok ads?
Is it your first and last name?
Nope.
No.
No, I don't, to be honest. I don't.
You don't what?
I mean, I go on TikTok, but I don't really, like, use it that much.
You don't really like us.
No, that's not true. Whoa.
Like, on that
app. I've seen you guys for years.
On what?
All social media.
On which ones?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Instagram, Twitter.
I downloaded Instagram 3 months ago.
Like, reposts of people. And like, I mean, Twitter mainly. I feel like I've seen, like, reposts of you guys. Hmm. I'm not making that up.
Interesting.
Really interesting.
Ask the one at the bottom.
The very bottom?
Yeah.
Do you think that our podcast is going to flop?
No.
But you didn't know the name of it. So how do you?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So do you know what our podcast is about?
I've heard and talked to, it's like in between two ferns kind of style.
And sure.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's a show. You never seen it in between
two ferns? I haven't seen any.
It's amazing.
It's not a movie, girl.
Oh. What is that?
It's Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Oh. Yeah, I know what that
it's
is.
It's amazing.
It's
really also, I just know you guys, I mean, I've heard you're really cool people and from my town, and you guys seem like you could really make it fun and interesting while you're laughing.
Thank you.
That's not me lying. I'll tell you the truth.
So,
wait, I feel like someone who was lying would say that wasn't them lying. So, are you lying?
No.
Okay.
You
didn't seem very confident.
So, what's the name of our podcast? Okay.
I mean, Ian, need help.
Okay, work.
You think we need help?
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I need help.
This is just like, we're kind of going off script now. We didn't really write many things down, but we're like really...
Do you remember what Ian's last name is?
Thomas.
Yes.
Wait, can I know your TikTok names? Or no, I have to discover that later.
You're gonna figure that
out. Can find that out on your own time.
Okay.
What if we told you that one of the answers you said was correct was in fact false?
Oh, no.
And we lied to you.
How would you feel about that?
I'd feel really embarrassed.
Yeah.
It would suck.
We're not going to tell you which one it is, though.
I feel like it's, I only got two right.
Well, then you can figure it out in your own time. Say you do video stuff, so you'll probably just edit this.
I don't edit this podcast.
Do you hate gay people?
No.
I feel like you hesitated.
Yeah, that was like...
I've lived with a gay person before in college.
You've lived with a gay person before?
Yeah, that helps prove anything, but...
Would you say you're homophobic?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
Have you ever taken a Yas pill?
A what?
A Yas pill.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, okay, so basically, it's like this whole gay thing. It's like hard to get into it. It's like during Pride, they give out Yas pills at the parade. It's not like Molly or anything like that. It's like, it has to do with like gay men and like their butts. It's like weird.
I don't take any
It's not like specifically a gay male thing, but it's called a Yas pill.
Yeah. I don't take any drugs or pills.
Oh.
It's not a drug.
It's not no. like a, it's like a vitamin. It's not like anything bad.
I probably would have took it. I'm scared of pills.
Oh.
Do you take Advil?
I try not to. I stay away from like pills as much as possible.
Are you vegan?
You say that you're an honest person?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we got enough information out of you.
I think this is enough.
Yeah.
It's enough?
I think you proved our point.
Yeah.
What was the point?
You're going to have to wait and see.
You're going to have to wait and see the point.
His last name's Smith, by the way.
Yeah, it's not Thomas, but sorry. He didn't even question the Yas pill.
Like, he said, I don't take Advil.
We're going to find some things out.
Ian, that was my apartment. I've been paying my bill to the wrong person. Anyways.
We are here with Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. Tell us your name.
Hey, I'm Jonathan. What's going on? Hey, actually, Jonathan. Cut that out. I want Jonathan. I just want Jonathan. No last name.
Okay, work. So we have a couple questions for you. first off, what do you do here at Notorious?
I am the podcast ad sales agent here.
Oh, so you should know a lot about like podcasts, correct?
I know enough.
Okay.
But you'd think you'd know a lot, probably. Yeah.
Let's find out.
Okay. Our first question is, do you know either of our names?
No.
Well, Tanner, that's off to a bad start.
Who the fuck is Tanner?
I made up a fake name. You ruined it.
Oh.
Do you want to guess?
Do you want to guess our names?
Yeah. Ian. And Tara.
Yes. Wait, that was good.
Do you know our last names?
No.
Okay.
Can you guess?
World.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you know why we're here?
To shoot a podcast.
Okay, yes. And
do you know what the name of this podcast is?
Yes. This is... is the signs up? Are the signs up?
No.
I forgot the name.
Think really hard.
Think really hard. It has to do with our names.
Get in, losers.
No. It is Tara and Ian Need Help.
Okay.
She does two podcasts here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you didn't Get in, Loser and this one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm in Cheers Brothers.
Okay, gotcha.
I just want to backtrack really quick. So you didn't know the name. What would you have done if we told you the name of this podcast is If I'm on This Podcast, I Hate Gay People, and you're the guest right now, which would imply that you hate gay people?
How would you feel?
I wouldn't be here.
But you are, and what if that's the name? Because you don't know the name.
I wouldn't be here.
So you're homophobic?
No.
Okay.
Okay, that's good to know. It is Pride Month, so the next question is, have you ever taken a Yas pill?
I don't know what that is.
Interesting. I'm getting a lot of intel here. Do you think this podcast is going to flop?
I hope not, no.
You hope? Okay.
I mean, we've already seen what happened with Get In Loser.
Yeah, because I'm here now at another podcast.
I'm kidding. They were mean to me, so I'm allowed to be mean back. That outfit was PR. I know it was ugly, Amari. Fuck you.
Would you say that you're an honest person?
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Didn't sound confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty honest.
So what are our names?
Ian and Tara.
And what's the name of the podcast?
Ian and Tara's something? something with y'all's name?
No, it's called If You're On This Podcast, You Hate Gay People. And you're sitting.
Okay, our next guest is Ben Shapiro, so we don't have any more time.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
So three of the correct answers were lies, just so you know.
We're making a great impression today with the Notorious staff.
My name's Emmy, by the way.
Yeah, my name is Ian.
No, it's okay. That was so funny.
That's like, that's kind of exactly what we wanted, so like, it's fine.
I think a reoccurring theme on here, if you're going to be a guest on here, don't listen to this next thing I'm about to say. But I think a fun reoccurring theme is going to be asking people if they are homophobic.
I think that's perfect. And it's Pride Month, and we're kicking this off. I think this podcast is coming out before Pride Month is over. So if you're listening to this, go gay people and take your Yas pills.
The fact that nobody questioned what a ya, what's his name, Jonathan, was walking out, he goes, I don't even know what a ya-ya is. And the fact that neither of them were like, what?
I don't know, but...
He said, Tara? Sure.
Tara. Anyways, Get In Loser, sorry, I was being mean. I feel good.
I feel good, too. I think I'm very excited for...
I'm excited to too.
Start happening.
Stick around.
Why am I bracing myself?
So you're like,
I'm like, I'm really excited.
I'm so fucking happy for this to start already. Don't expect us every week. We're gonna have an actual structured show, as we said.
Oh, you said don't expect us every week. I was like, no. Are you already planning on missing a week?
No, expect us every week. Expect us every single Wednesday. You can listen to the podcast, and every single Friday you can
watch the podcast. And yeah, it's pretty much just gonna be that, but. Actual guests, and it's gonna be fun.
subscribe. Follow us on our social medias. Everything will be linked down below. Go stream Brandon in the clubs. Brandon, we love you, Brandon. Follow us on our TikTok, our Instagram, all that shit.
And follow the podcast channel.
Well, that is the pod. I meant like the podcast TikTok.
You said follow us.
Us and the podcast channel.
Yeah, follow. Yeah, you get the point.
Just like fucking keep up with us so that we can, I can make money. Okay, I need help.
Yeah. Also, let us know how you're feeling about it and who you'd like to see on.
Because but don't be mean because I'm gonna read every single comment.
Only if you have like a nice opinion and like don't leave the
like
mean ones.
No construction criticism. Yeah, no, yeah, like,
we'll
nothing
sit
like
in
that.
My room and we'll read every single one and like I'll freak out.
Yeah, we'll be pretty upset.
I'm still bracing myself.
Bye, guys.
Thanks a lot, Zach Clayton, for not inviting us to your birthday. I don't
even
know
the
you.
Fuck, Zach Clayton?
And me need help. They're on their way. On their way. Here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.